Licensed outdoor marijuana grows may be allowed in Washington after all. Staff at the state's Liquor Control Board said today they've been persuaded by potential growers to consider alternatives to energy-intensive indoor pot production. Meanwhile, medical marijuana patients rallied at the state capitol in opposition to possible new restrictions on them. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the latest.
It's been a little over a month since Washington's Liquor Control Board issued proposed regulations for the state's new recreational marijuana market. Since then, the board has received more than 800 comments, some calling for more stringent regulations, others saying back off a bit. Many of the comments had to do with the proposal that marijuana only be grown indoors or in enclosed greenhouses. Now, chief rules writer Karen McCall says her mind's been changed.
With the proper security, we feel that outdoor grows would work, as well as indoor grows.
McCall says one advantage of sun-grown pot is a smaller carbon footprint. She will now advise her bosses, the liquor board, to allow outdoor grows. Meanwhile, at the state capitol,
don't do it on the backs of sick and dying patients.
Medical marijuana patients rallied against a legislative proposal to give the Liquor Control Board authority over medical cannabis, too. Patients worry the board would recommend the medical product be taxed. Some lawmakers argue it makes sense to put the liquor board in charge so it can integrate the medical and recreational marijuana markets. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.